Okay, I'm now joined by Sue Cox, who's one of the survivors of clerical child abuse and an outspoken opponent and one of the leaders of this rally. What did you make of the Pope's comments this morning, apologising in what seemed to be quite a full way?
Well, I don't think it was a full way. I mean, it was certainly as predicted. It was an emotive apology. Oh, it wasn't an apology. It was an emotive show of it was a PR stunt. It would have been inhuman for him not to say something. He would not have been allowed to get away with it. So he just did exactly what was expected, and he just made an obsequious apology.
You don't welcome it in any way?
No, he should bring his secret files with him. And then if he were to do that and make amends to the people that have been damaged by these people, then perhaps we might take a little more notice of him.
And are you cheered by the turnout today? That seems to be
I am delighted. I am delighted. All very gentle, peaceful souls.
Just explain a bit more about why you're here.
I'm here because I'm an abuse survivor. I'm also a very proud mother of a gay son. This is the man who recently said that humanity should be protected from homosexuals in the same way that the rainforest should be protected from destruction. So I'm here for his homophobic attitudes. I'm here as a woman, and I'm here as a taxpayer. So lots of reasons why I'm marching today.
Okay, as we're talking, the march is going one way, and the pilgrims are coming the other.
Yes.
A potential for friction, perhaps?
Who knows? Certainly they won't get any friction from this side of the road. I mean, I think we're not the perpetrators here, actually, and we're also the people that live here. So, you know, we listened in horror to the way that he's talked about our country over the last few days. It's hardly surprising people are annoyed, but they won't get any violence from this side of the road. Absolutely not.
Okay, so thanks. Enjoy the day.
Great pleasure. I hope so. Bye-bye.